Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Chawali Mechanech Yomiyut O'Humans Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We're up to Perek Chaf Zayin. Well, Perek Chaf Zayin has, I'll tell you many psukim, Chaf Beis psukim, it has 22 psukim. I prepared through Pasuk Yod because I want to share three insights with you, actually, not one today, on three different psukim. Okay, Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, beautiful Perek with lots of lessons. Perech of Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Al, the very, very powerful. Ready? Al tis halel b'yom machar ki lo seda ma yared yom. Do not glory in tomorrow because you do not know what the day will bring. Very powerful, very sobering, very poignant. As I'll tell us in Pirkei Avos, shuv yav echa lifnei misascha, repent one day before your death. Shlomo Melech is telling you, how can you glory in tomorrow? How can you be proud of what is coming tomorrow? How can you trust in tomorrow? You do not know what the day will bring. We have to live every single day. Of course, we have to plan for tomorrow. Of course, you have to do a shtadlus for tomorrow. We have to live every single day as being an Eved Hashem today in the moment, because only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's coming tomorrow. If we have the gift of today, we must live in today. Pasuk Beis, Yehalalecha Zar Velo Picha. Let a stranger praise you. Your own mouth should not praise you. A person should not sing their praises. A person should not think they are the best thing since Adam. If a stranger wants to praise you, it's one thing, but to praise yourself is a sign of Gasus HaRuach. Nachri Va'al Sefasecha. Let a stranger praise you, a foreigner, and not your own lips. That was Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Gimel. Koved even vinetal hachol, the ka'as avil kaved mishnehem. Koved even, heavy is a stone, vinetal hachol, weighty is sand, the ka'as avil kaved mishnehem, but the anger of a fool is heavier than both of them. Here we learn about the mita meguna, the despicable, deplorable mita of ka'as, anger. Pasuk Dalet is also about midos. Achzurius chema v'shatef af. Cruelty is a result of fury and a torrent of wrath. Umiya amol defnei kina. But before the midah of jealousy, who can stand? So in these two psukim, pasuk Bei Gimel and pasuk Dalet, Shlomo HaMelech warns us about the danger of wicked midos. In pasuk Gimel, we are told, well, a stone is heavy and sand is heavier. The anger of a fool is heavier than both of them. And in pasuk Dalet, we are told that cruelty is the result of wrath. However, before that midah of jealousy, who can stand? I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, in the Sefer Vision and Leadership. The Av Zakein, the old father, the teacher, the master, must teach the young child a disciplined inner life. The Torah is not interested, says Rav Salvechik, only in human physical actions, whether it is an individual physiological level, such as eating, or it's on a social level, such as manufacturing or selling goods. So the Torah is not only interested in our physical actions, such as eating, business, and commerce. The Torah is interested in the inner activities of the Jew in his emotional life. The Torah knows very well that some emotions that a person experiences, such as hate or envy, are destructive. And the Torah requires a person to disown such emotions, to reject them and drive them out of his personality. If an emotion is destructive, says the Rav, man must be capable of rejecting it. And he speaks so personally. Let me give you a personal example, says Rav Salvechik. I was very envious as a child. I was envious of my friends because they did not consider me a bright child. This impression was created because I was intellectually honest. If I did not comprehend a topic, I would declare in cheder I did not comprehend. I was very envious of another child in cheder who was reputed to know 100 pages of Talmud by heart. I remember my father, his father was Rav Moshe Salvechik Zatzal, the son of Rav Chaim Brisker. I remember my father called me in once and told me envy is a mida meguna, a deplorable trait, a bad habit, an emotional enemy. These emotions have been forbidden by the Torah. Lo tachmod, you shall not kavet, lo titaveh, you shall not desire. And so I began to train myself to overcome my envy, and I succeeded. Now, says the Rav, there is no envy in my heart. On the contrary, I rejoice in the success of my fellow men. The Torah demanded that man integrate into his personality constructive, cathartic emotions, such as sympathy, love, and gratitude. Man has the freedom not only to control physical actions, but to also control his emotional life. So Shlomo HaMelech says that while stones are heavy and sand is heavier, the anger of the fool is heavier than both of them. Furthermore, Cruelty is the result of fury and a torrent of wrath. But before jealousy, who can stand? Says the Rav. I used to have the midah of jealousy. My father called me and he told me. It is a midah maguna. It is forbidden by Torah. I worked on myself. So I brooded jealousy from my heart, and says the Rav, the Torah demands not only our physical actions, but our feelings as well. Moving on to Pasuk Vav. Ne'amanim pitze ohev, v'na'ataros neshiko sone. Faithful are the wounds, W-O-U-N-D-S, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are destructive. Wow, faithful are the wounds of a friend. What does that mean? Steinzelt Ketuvim, reproof and castigation, tochacha and musar, delivered by someone who cares for you, are for the good, whereas the apparently favorable approach of an enemy is invariably unhelpful. So while we should stay close to the wounds of a friend, meaning if a friend, a teacher, a rabbi, has a close, you know, person to us, has productive and constructive musar and tochacha to give, we should know that that is faithful and that is beneficial if we take their musar and tochacha. But the kisses of an enemy stay far, far away. This reminded me of when Yaakov and Esav meet for the first time in 20 years. In Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov prepares to meet Esav. He sends gifts, he davens, he divides his camp. Okay, it's time to meet Esav for the first time in 20 years. Paraglamed Gimel Bereishis Pasuk Aleph. And Yaakov lifts his eyes, and behold, Esav is coming with 400 men. And he divides the children upon Leah and Rachel, and upon the two Shvachos, the maidservants who are built on Zilpah. He puts the Shvachos and their children first, Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Yosef in the back. And he passes before them, Yaakov, and he bows down 7 times until he reaches his brother. Paraglamed Gimel Pasuk Dalet 33:4 Bereishis Vayaratz Esav the Krasso. Esav runs to meet him. Vayichab Kehu, and he kisses him. Vayipo al Tzavarav, he falls upon his neck. Vayisha Kehu, and he kissed him. Vayivchu, and they cry. If you remember, there are dots upon the word Vayisha Kehu, dots upon the word, and Esav kissed him. And this is the kiss of an enemy, which is exactly what King Shlomo HaMelech is talking about in Mishlei. Vayisha Kehu, he kissed him. Rashi says, Nakudalav, there are dots over the word Vayisha Kehu. V'yesh cholkin b'davar zeh, there are those who have a disagreement about this matter. Yesha darshu nakuda zu lomar shalom nashko b'chaliba. There are those who say Esav did not kiss him with all his heart. Therefore, there are dots over Vayisha Kehu. It's as if he didn't kiss him. However, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says different. Halachihi biyadua she'esav sona liyakov. It is a known law that Esav hates Yaakov. Ela shenichmiru rachamav ba'oso shah u'nashako b'choliba. But at this specific time, Esav's mercy was aroused, and he kissed Yaakov with his whole heart. So why are there dots over Vayishakeh, the kiss of an enemy, Esav to Yaakov? Because either it means he didn't kiss him with his whole heart, i.e. he really hates him, or he actually did kiss him with his own heart, his whole heart. But in this instance only, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, generally you have to know, halacha biyadua she'esav sona liyaakov. And I always find it compelling that Rashi teaches us this truism. It is a known law that Esav hates Yaakov specifically by the word Vayishakehu. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of words in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And many places where Rashi could have said, oh, halacha b'yidush, Esav son of Yaakov. No. Specifically, when Esav comes to give you a kiss, that's when you have to know, zukt Rashi, halacha b'yidush, Esav son of Yaakov. The kiss of an enemy is often the kiss of death. When Esav comes to kiss you, you have to know he really hates you. Halacha b'yadu, it's a known law, she'esav sonei liyakov, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's what this pasuk reminds me of. Pasuk vav in Mishlei, perachav zayin. Ne'amanim pitzei ohev. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, your close friend, your rabbi, your instructor, your mentor, your teacher, your mora. They might sometimes come at you with a wound. Accept their tochacha musar, make you into a better person. However, v'na'ataros neshikos so nay. But when it comes to the kiss of an enemy, be very, very careful. And that's what Rashi says. You think Esav's coming to kiss you? Oh, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, halacha biyaduash Esav son of the Yaakov. Maybe this time he loves you. One time in his entire life. But in general, he hates you. Pasuk Zayin, nefesh seveya tavus nofes, v'nefesh ve'eva kol mar masok. Also very, very true in life. One who is full, one who is satiated, a satiated soul, will reject honey, meaning he won't even want sweets because he's already full. However, v'nefesh re'eva, a hungry soul, kol mar masok, anything bitter tastes sweet. In other words, a person who has nothing to eat, rachmana letzlan, who's starving, Potato peels will taste good. Carrot peels will taste good. The apple core will taste good. Doesn't matter how, a raw onion will taste good. Doesn't matter how bitter it is. If he has something to eat when he's starving, he'll be so grateful. But someone who is so satiated, even honey, he will reject because he doesn't need more food. Pasuches, kitsipur no dadas min kana, kein ish no deid mim kamo. Also very, very powerful. Like a bird who is wandering from its nest. A bird wandering from his nest waits for the time it can come back home. A bird wandering from its nest feels groundless and waits to go back to its nest, to security. Kein ish no deid mim kamo. So too, a man who is wandering from his place. This reminds me of the journeys of Kal Yisrael throughout Galus. We are wandering and wandering and wandering, and we are waiting to go back to our nest, back to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yud, Re'acha v'rei avicha al ta'azov. Your friend and your father's friend do not abandon. Ubeis avi achicha al tavo b'yameidecha, and do not come to your brother's house on the day of your calamity. If you are suffering, Rechman al Tzan, going through a difficult time, don't go to your brother's house. He will only have to add the suffering to his burden. He will suffer together with you, and it will only make it harder for him. Tov shachin karov me'ach rachok. Better is a close neighbor than a distant brother. I actually want to talk about the beginning of the pasuk, Re'acha v're'avicha al ta'azov. This is the third insight I wanted to share with you, the third main insight. We've shared insights with every pasuk. I go to the Gemara Masecha Shabbos, Lamed Aleph. Shabbos tractate, Shabbos 31a. There was a certain incident with a certain Gentile who came before Shammai. And the Gentile said, Amar lo, Giyareini al Menashe Talamdeini Kol Torah Kulo. The Gentile said to Shammai, convert me to Judaism on the condition that you'll teach me the entire Torah, Kishani Omeid Aragla Echas, I'm standing on one foot. Dechafo ba'amas habinyan shaviyado. Shammai took a building tool in his hand and he pushed him away. What's the significance of a building tool? Shammai was saying it's hard work to become a person of Torah. You have to build yourself into a Torah personality. Do you think I could teach you Torah while you stand on one foot? Balefnei Hillel, so the same Nachri, the same Gentile went before Hillel, and he said, Geyareya, convert me. And what did Hillel do? Hillel converted him. Amar lo, but Hillel said to him, Da'alach sinei lechavarach lo sa'avi. That which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow. Zo he called Torah kula. This is the entire Torah. V'idach perushela. Anything further is just an elaboration. Zil gemar, now go learn. So the Gentile came to Shammai, convert me while I stand on one foot. I'm in Masecha Shabbos 31a. And Shammai pushed him away with a building tool. You have to build a Torah personality. I can't teach you Torah while you stand on one foot. It's a lifetime of work to mold yourself, to build yourself. He comes to Hillel, and Hillel converts him. But Hillel said, I'll tell you one piece of advice. This is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go learn. What's the whole Torah? Da'alach sinei lechavarach, that which is hateful to you. No, I'm sorry. Da'alach sinei, that which is hateful to you. Lechavarach lo te'avid. Do not do to your friend. Zoe called Torah Kula. That's the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go learn. Okay. Da'alach sinei. What's hateful to you? Lechavarach lo tavei. Don't do to your friend. Zukt Rashi. Why am I bringing you this Rashi? When Mishlei says, Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov, your friend and your father's friend do not abandon. Listen to Rashi on the Gemara. Oh, listen to Rashi. Ready? Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov. Oh, Rashi quotes our pasuk from Mishlei, Perech of Zayin, pasuk Yud. What does it mean when Hillel said, what is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow? Rashi quotes our pasuk from Mishlei. Your friend and your father's friend do not abandon. What does that mean? Rashi gives an interesting shot of what Hillel was actually telling the convert. Zeha Kodesh Baruch Hu. This pasuk from Mishlei, your friend and your father's friend you shall not abandon, is talking about the Almighty. Don't abandon God. He is your friend and he is the friend of your father. Do not abandon him. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al ta'avar al devarav. Do not transgress the words of God. Sha'arei alecha sanui she'ya'avar chavercha al devarecha. Just like it is hateful to you when your friend does not listen to your words, so too you should not transgress the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hillel was telling the convert. The whole Torah is what's hateful to you. It's hateful to you when your friend transgresses your word. Don't do to your friend. Who's your friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you don't like when someone listens to you. How do you think Hashem feels? Kaviyacha, when we transgress his Torah. And that's the whole Torah. Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov, zukt Rashi on the Gemara. Your friend and your father's friend do not abandon. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Almighty. Do not transgress his words, because it is hateful to you when your friend transgresses your words. How much more so should you not transgress the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's what the Gemara means. That's what's hateful to you. when your friends don't listen to you, when your children don't listen to you, when people don't listen to you, when your employees don't listen to you, lechaverach to hakodesh baruchu lo tave do not do. And what's the proof that your friend is a kodesh baruchu? The pasuk from Mishlei, re'acha, your friend, v'rei'a avicha, your father's friend, al tazov, never leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll tell you that Rashi does give a second shot. Second shot of Rashi is it's talking about chaverach mamish, your actual friend. What does it mean? Gezeila, geneva, niyuf, v'rav mitzvah. Rashi is the second shot is Hillel was actually telling the convert, this Nachri, it actually means your friend. Just like you don't like when someone steals or robs or commits adultery against you, and all kinds of mitzvahs, don't do it to your friend. But the first interpretation of Rashi is this is actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can never abandon God. So now, when we read this pasuk from Mishlei, Perech of Zayin Pasuk Yod, and the pasuk says, Re'acha v're'avicha al ta'azov, your friend and your father's friend, do not abandon. Rashi says to Shabbos Lamed Aleph Aleph, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Mishlei is saying. Your friend, God, and your father's friend, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who gave us the Torah, Nasan Lanu Torah, Emes V'Chayil Olam, Nato B'Sofeinu, Al Ta'azov, it is him that you shall not abandon. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.